unbelievers, and that the Sabbath is the great test question, the great question to unite the hearts of God's dear waiting saints. I saw that God had children who did not see and keep the Sabbath. They have not rejected light upon it. And at the commencement of the time of trouble, we were filled with the Holy Ghost, and we went forth and proclaimed the Sabbath more fully. This is her comments now. This view was given in 1847, when there were but very few of the Advent brethren observing Sabbath, and of these, but few supposed that its observance was of sufficient importance to draw a line between the people of God and unbelievers. Now the fulfillment of that view is beginning to be seen. The commencement of that time of trouble, here mentioned, does not refer to the time when the plague shall begin to be poured out, but to a short period just before they are poured out, while Christ is in the sanctuary. And at that time, while the work of salvation is closing, trouble will be coming on the earth, and and nations will be angry, yet held in check, so as not to prevent the work of the third angel. At that time, the latter rain, or refreshing from the presence of the Lord, will come to give power to the loud voice of the third angel, and prepare the saints to stand in the period when the seven last plagues shall be poured out. Now, brothers and sisters, she's describing here then that this time of trouble we just read about is the little time of trouble. But she's also, if you look very carefully at that, when she's putting this in the time frame for us, when she's commenting on it, she's telling us that prior to the close of salvation is when this illustration's taken place. So when we see people telling us that probation for mankind all takes place at the same time, it certainly doesn't agree with this passage here in early writings and in a word to the little flock, because in both of these passages, during the time period that she says is taking place prior to when Christ finishes his work in the sanctuary, she says this: if one believed and kept the Sabbath and received the blessing attendant and then gave it up and broke the holy commandment, they would shut the gates of the holy city against themselves. She's describing a group of people prior to when Michael stands up, much prior in prophetic terms, that have already closed their door of probation. It's already over for them. And who are they? What's the characteristics? Well, they're people that at one time kept the Sabbath, understood the blessing of it, and they gave it up. Brothers and sisters, judgment begins in the house of God, and it's progressive. It's progressive. Review and Herald, November 22nd, 1906. The signs in the sun, moon, and stars have been fulfilled. Since that time, earthquakes, tempests, tidal waves, pestilence, and famine have multiplied. The most awful destructions by fire and flood following one.